For tonight's meditation, we focus on the reading from John 10. We begin with just rereading verse 7 again. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. First of all, a little bit of a review. We're doing this series of I am statements. And I went through these a little bit more in detail last Wednesday. And if you see the detail, you can ask me for the notes from last Wednesday. But just briefly, some of the things that apply to every single one of these messages on I am statements. First of all, there's about seven I am statements in John. And I say about because there are seven I am statements, but there may be more. And there are some phrases in Jesus says at various times that could be almost I am. It looks like they are I am. But these that we're focusing on have been recognized throughout the centuries as Jesus said, I am the bread, I am the light, and tonight I am the door. Another thing that's important to remember in all these I am statements is that John clearly teaches in chapter 1, in the opening verses, that Jesus is God. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it also says there in those opening verses that nothing was made without him. The Word was involved in anything, in all of creation. And so right from the beginning, John tells us and teaches us that Jesus is creator along with Father and Holy Spirit. He was involved in creation, in the creating of all things. And as we think through that, then we also see the I am statement is really based on and is so closely linked to the name that God gives to Moses in Exodus 3. When Moses comes to the burning bush and God tells him to take his sandals off, he's on holy ground and God tells Moses he's going to send him into Egypt to lead the people out. And Moses asks God there in chapter 3 of Exodus, if the people ask, who is sending me? What is the name of this God? What should I tell them? And God says, tell them, I am has sent me. I am that I am. And that phrase is this, what I have there in the notes. I am equals the word there, that's Yahweh, equals the Lord God. It's all these words are linked together, are actually the same word. And Jesus, in the Greek then, he makes that I am statement, I am the bread. I am the light. I am the door. And it's the same, and it's linked to that God's name. So when Jesus makes these statements, he's saying, I am the God of Exodus 3. He's linked closely there, and that's throughout the Old Testament. So that's a thing to keep in mind in all these I am statements. Jesus is God, and he creates. So when he says, I am the light, I am, will be coming up, the shepherd, I am the bread. He has this creative power to show us and teach us this is the reality for all who would receive it in faith. He is the bread of life. He is the door to us. And he creates faith in us. Remember, God said, let there be light, and there was light. God says it, and it is true. Jesus doesn't force it on us. We believe it by faith, but he calls us to believe it, and he calls us to receive and be encouraged by it. And then finally, we've covered, as I've mentioned already, I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world, and tonight, I am the door of the sheep. Now, sheep in Jesus' days were oftentimes, they would be out in pasture during the daytime, but they would be kept in some kind of enclosure at nighttime, and the shepherds would lead them to the enclosure. And so they were gathered there, an enclosure, and that protected, that gave them protection. I double-checked on this. I know the scriptures talk about lions, but did you know also in Israel, currently even, there are actually cheetahs, there's a desert leopard, there's also wolves, and so there's all kinds of predators that can go after sheep. And they're rare now, but they're around. They're actually native to the area. So Jesus, at Jesus' time, these things would be around, and they needed to protect the sheep. But he says, I am the door, what, of the enclosure for the sheep. So also, the enclosure, the door, is the proper way to go in and out of the walled-in enclosure. You go through the door. Your normal way is not to lift the sheep and the lamb over the wall. And in fact, most likely, that's probably a thief. So the proper way to be safe and to be out, to go out to pasture, is through the door. And Jesus says that is the way to go to pasture. And there you can think of how the good shepherd would allow one, lead the sheep to good pasture. But tonight he's saying specifically, I'm the door, I'm the way through, I'm the way you get through. There's another thing that we think about, and I just mentioned it. The proper person who's taking care of the sheep, he's going to use the door. He's not going to go over the wall. He's going to use the door. And he's going to go through the door. And Jesus talks about those who have sometimes they've been thieves and robbers. They're to destroy, but the door won't let those destroyers through. So Jesus says he is the door. Now, one thing in all these I am statements, and I mentioned it last week, they're not just a symbol or a parable, but they're a truth, a reality for us. He is our light, the true light that gives life. That was last week. And this week, he is the door. He calls us to trust in that and know. Our human doors fail after a few years, don't they, or a few decades. So if it gets too cold out here, our doors might freeze up, and we sometimes have problems where the lock comes down and it doesn't go up and down. And all our doors at home, they need maintenance and things like that. Human doors can wear down and break, not Jesus. See, he's the great door. He's the perfect door that is absolutely dependable. He is also the door that protects perfectly. Our human doors, they can be broken into. You can have all kinds of locks on the door, but if you have a window on the door, maybe they'll just break through the window, right? So our human doors have many weaknesses. They're good, but they can give out or wear away or sometimes be broken into. But Jesus protects perfectly, and that's one of the things about being the door for the sheep. He will protect us, and that is what he wants to happen. We should not ever think that something can break down our door, Jesus. When he has us gathered together, and as his people throughout life, he is protecting us. Anything that gets past him, he's allowing it. Nothing beats its way past Jesus. And so something bad or hard or whatever it is, difficulty in our lives, he has allowed it. He's the door. He's not going to let something evil get in at his sheep without his permission. He is the perfect door. And also we thought about the shepherd, the true caretakers will want to go through the door because he's the right way, not over the wall, not sneaking in some way. But a true pastor, a true legitimate leader of God's people will always want to go through Jesus, the door, through his teachings, through what he has done for us, to emphasize Jesus. He is the door that we go through back and forth in life together. If somebody makes goes in such a manner so that they're emphasizing himself or herself so much, it's not about Jesus, you have to be suspicious. Who do you think is the door? Are you a thief trying to get over the wall? You emphasize Jesus. That's the way that he takes care of his sheep. And a pastor or a leader of God's people will always, always emphasize that. He's the door. And he doesn't want thieves or robbers or anybody destroyed to his people. And then also, finally, Jesus perfectly opens the way to true pasture. If our door is really strong in our house and sturdy and we got the really expensive one, nobody can break it, and it's super secure, boy, I'm safe in my house, and maybe we really are. And you go out in the morning, and there you sit, and oh, I have a flat tire. So you might have been really secure in your house, but as soon as you go out the door, something's wrong or something else happens. Jesus says, when you go out through him, when he is your door, he leads you out to pasture. He gives life. True life that lasts forever. He is the door to true life. And he doesn't wear out. And we don't have to, and this sounds irreverent, but we do this in unbelief. We don't have to get Jesus to be a better door. We don't have to maintain him or oil him. He is the door, the perfect door. And so he will protect us perfectly. He will, good leaders will take us through him and depend on him. And he gives us true life. And so we can trust in him and know that he's taking care of us. As I thought about thinking all these things that he does for us as the door, this passage came to me from Psalms 50. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Jesus protects us. Jesus provides for us perfectly, and we can call upon him at any time. Jesus, you're my door. I need more protection. Please protect me. Jesus, I need good pasture. Please open the door to good pasture. And Jesus encourages us to call upon him. And when he delivers us, we glorify him and praise him. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for sending your Son, Jesus, to be the door who protects us, who opens the way for us, who shows us that anybody that leads us or we ourselves as we lead your people should go through him. He is the door. Thank you for all this that you have done for us in your Son. In his name we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.